Umar, what is your opinion? He says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes dua, instructs the Sahaba, whatever water you have, bring it. 30,000 their water put together, filled one container. He placed his hand in that container, red and blue. No sooner did he do this, from each of his fingers, 5 springs of water started coming out. Sahaba rushed forward, they filled their containers. They drank to their heart's content, collected even more water, yet these springs carried on, till every one of them was satisfied. Then he removed his hands. Ulama say that water which came out of the fingers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more virtuous than Zamzam and more virtuous than the water of Jannat also. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Every aspect of his existence recorded. This also is not coincidental. Allah says in the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed this Quran and we will protect it harf by harf. Every nukta, every sakin, every letter of the Quran, Allah's qasam, will be protected. Not only is the Quran protected, the meaning of the Quran, the message of the Quran, the import of the Quran, Allah will protect that also. What is the meaning of the Quran? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, when she is asked about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does she say? Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His akhlaq is the Quran. He was the living embodiment of the message of the Quran. Allah says we will protect the Quran. This verse also means the message of the Quran will be protected. In other words, every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be protected. This is just this generation. How many of us know which day of the week we were born? Where we were born? What time we were born? Yet in the case of this orphan, born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time, every aspect recorded, born in Rabiul Awwal. There is ijma amongst the ulama, it was a Monday. The day of his birth was a Monday. The day of his demise was a Monday. It was Amul Fil, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah and his army was destroyed 6 months after that incident. According to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 571 years after the ascension of Isa alayhi salam. It was Subah Sadiq, daybreak. This also is not coincidental. What does daybreak signify? After a long night or period of darkness, daybreak brings with it the promise of light. 571 years had passed upon humanity. No Nabi had come. It was steeped in ignorance and darkness. The light, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has come. His mother Amina, riwayat is mentioned in Qadi Ayaz al-Shifa on the authority of Abu Nu'aym's Hilya. She says 9 months had passed. In this tenor of pregnancy, the pain and discomfort a woman normally experiences, she says, I began to experience that. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضْ مَسَحَ عَلَى فُعَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجْعٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. I saw a bird coming down with its white wing. It massaged my chest. Automatically, the discomfort and pain disappeared. ثم التفت فإذا أنا بشربة بيضاء لبنا. I turned. There was a bowl of milk in front of me. كنت أتشى. I was thirsty. فتناولتها فشربتها. I picked it up and drank from it. No sooner I did this فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ عَلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, the veil of the unseen was removed. I saw the whole world. Three huge flags I saw, one in the east, one in the west, one on Baytullah. When this vision was removed, the birth had already taken place without any pain. The child was lying next to her. Shifa, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who later on brought Iman. She says, I had assisted in many births. Her profession was as a midwife. Yet she says, yeah, this birth was unique. Other children have to be bathed. It appears as if before birth he had already been bathed. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. Here the umbilical cord had already been separated. Other children, khatna, sometimes 6 months, 1 year, 2 years later, Allah's Rasul Salasam Makhtoon, he was born already circumcised. The child was a few minutes old. Shifa says, all of a sudden he turned over, went into sajda, raised his head up from the sajda, picked his finger up. When he picked his finger up, a light came out. I saw the palaces of Rome and Persia. He said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Allah is the greatest. Glory be to my Allah morning and night. That personality who came to raise the flag of Tawheed. That personality who came to invite humanity toward the wahdaniyat of Allah. That personality who came to break down the idols from the heart of humanity. That personality who came to call humanity toward Allah's greatness announces his introduction into the world. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Amina, seeing all this, she became afraid. It was a custom amongst the Arabs to protect the child from bad nazri, bad eyes. They used to take a metal container and place it over the newborn baby. It had a few holes for ventilation. She took a metal container and placed it over Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in keeping with their custom. No sooner had she placed it and turned, all of a sudden she hears a crack. A loud sound, this container splits open. Allah wanted to protect his Nabi from this jahil custom. When she sees this, she becomes even more astonished, more afraid. She picks the baby up, places it in her lap. No sooner she does this, Nazalat, the roof of the house opens. Nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descends, smoky, till it descends in the lap of Amina. فَغَشِيَتْهُ وَغَيَّبَتْهُ. All of a sudden the baby is no longer visible. Then the cloud lifts up and a voice calls out from the unseen, طُوفُ بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لِيَعْرِفُوا بِسْمِهِ وَنَعْتِهِ وَسُورَتِهِ. Take this child to the east, to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name, the appearance, the nobility, the magnificence, the munificence, the beauty of my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمَ وَمَعْرِفَةَ الشِّيْثِ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحٍ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحٍ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقَ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبَ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالَ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسَ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسَ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُودَ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He was made jami'u sifatil anbiya. The special qualities which Allah had kept in every nabi, exclusive qualities, were collectively placed in the zat and the personality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was a baby. Amina says the whole world had lit up. His nur had enlightened the entire world when he was a few minutes old. For the next 63 years, what must have been the extent of the light of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was given to this entire universe? What justice can you and I do to the tarif and praising of such a Nabi? When Quran makes Naat Khani, Allah makes Naat Khani, Allah Himself praises Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى إن أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Verse upon verse upon verse, this is just a few that I've recited. Time is not there to go on. Allah makes Naat Khani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What justice can you and I ever do to praising such a Nabi? One verse Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah commands every Nabi, every Wali, if Salihina commanded, Awliya commanded, Siddiqina commanded, Shuhada commanded, Muslimina commanded, Muhaddithina commanded, Mufassirina commanded, Insan is commanded, Jinnat is commanded. Make Allah happy with you. Make Allah happy with you. When it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Allah say? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ أَعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. O my Nabi, I will make you happy with me. I will make you happy with me. This one verse is sufficient to understand his maqam and status. I will make you happy with me. And what does he respond? لَا أَرْضَى لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. Oh my Allah, I will never be happy as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam. I will never be happy as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam. Habibullah, Habibur Rahman. One is Khalil, one is Habib. Ibrahim was Khalilullah. What is the difference between Khalil and Habib? Allah says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. We showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the signs of the heavens and the earth. Khalilullah, signs were shown for Habibullah. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى physically, bodily, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, through the seven heavens till he is brought right in front of Allah. These expressions, front of Allah, Allah is free of form and direction. This is just for our understanding, that maqam which he was taken to. Khalilullah makes dua, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَى وَيَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. I hope my Allah will forgive me. Khalilullah makes dua. For Habibullah, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Oh my Nabi, you are sinless, but should you sin, you are already forgiven. Khalilullah, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, save my family from idol worship. That is Khalilullah. For Habibullah, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. It is already Allah's decision that the Ahl Bayt will be saved from shirk. Khalilullah makes dua to Allah. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Oh Allah, give me Jannat. He makes dua for Habibullah. إِنَّا أَعْتَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. Kawthar has already been given to you. Khalilullah makes dua. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of judgment. For Habibullah, when Allah describes the day of judgment, Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِي. That is the day when Allah will never disgrace Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, the praise of Allah, the flag of Allah's praise will be in my hand. كُلُّ النَّاسِ تَحْتَ لِوَائِي آدَمَ وَمَنْ سِوَى. Everyone will be under my flag. Adam and the rest of humanity. Khalilullah is being thrown into the fire. Hasbi Allah, Hasbi Allah, wa ni'mal wakeel. Oh Allah, becomes sufficient for me, for Habibullah. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Hasbukallah. Oh my Nabi, Allah is already sufficient for you. All the Naat Khan of the world put together. Given the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. With the rest of Allah's makhluk giving talqeen. If we get together to praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, with the Umar and Nuh, even with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, entire life of praising him, we will never do justice to the praise of that Nabi. You can take a drop of water out of the ocean to some extent. You may have diminished from the water of the ocean. All the Naat Khan of the world put together, even that much justice they will never do to the praise of this Nabi. And yet everything, everything given for his ummah. The same ummah today has become a ritualistic ummah. 10 days in Muharram, speak little bit of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. 12 days in Rabiul Awwal, Seerat Jalsa, Seerat Bayans, few Nazam, few Naats. And then we make the claim, I am Ashik Rasool. I have fulfilled the Haqq of Ish. Not one person makes Tawbah. Not one person in whose life there is no Sunnah brings Sunnah. Not one person who is away from the masjid comes back to the masjid. The hearts of the parents are still broken. The business is still steeped in interest, riba, in lies, in cheating, in deception. The homes are still blazing with music and with the shaitan boxes. And we say, Eid Miladun Nabi Mine Manaya. I have fulfilled the haqq of Miladun Nabi. How much he cried. No other Nabi cried for his ummah like he cried. No other Nabi made dua for his ummah like he made dua. It was that 23 years of crying, 23 years of dua, that today they are still insan. Otherwise Allah's qasam, it would have been khinzir and monkeys walking around. Such is the extent of masiyat. Such is the extent of Allah's disobedience. It was his crying, his begging Allah. Sometimes standing, sometimes sitting, sobbing, weeping, falling down, tying stones to his stomach. One night he starts making dua, crying so much that Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Those who will follow me, they are of me. Those who are disobedient to me, you are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Isa said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you punish them, they are your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. Allah, I am not saying to you like Ibrahim alayhi salam said, nor am I saying to you like Isa alayhi salam said, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Allah, my ummat. Saying this, he cried and cried and cried. Tears were pouring down, his beard becomes wet. Then the tears start dripping onto the ground. That Allah who sent him to cry. That Allah who sent him to make fikr for this ummah. Verse upon verse is revealed in the Quran. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Lessen your crying. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ Allah yakunu mu'mineen. Ma anta alayhim bi jabbar. Lasta alayhim bi wakil. Lasta alayhim bi musaytir. Faman kafara fala yahzunka kufru. Walakad na'lamu annaka yadhiqu sadruka bima yakulun. Fala tadhhab nafsuka alayhim hasarat. Ulama say approximately 150 verses like this in the Quran. Where Allah is begging him, lessen your fikr. Lessen your crying. Consoling him. Jibreel is saying, oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? Allah has sent me, why are you crying like this? Allah didn't know. Allah knew. Allah is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, Alimun Bidati Sudur, Allamul Ghuyub. Allah knew, yet Allah still sent Jibreel. Why? If Allah didn't send Jibreel to ask this question, then this crying and those nights would have been a raz, a secret between Allah and his Habib. This ummah of 14 centuries later would not have known that when you make be'wafai, whose be'wafai you are making? When the businessman of today says, my business cannot run without interest. And the youngster of today says, till I don't listen to music, my heart is not at ease. Whose chest Are you poking the dagger inside? Who are you stabbing? Who are you making bear fire with? This ummah would not have known if Jibreel was not sent. For this ummah to understand what were the nights of that Nabi, what was the day of that Nabi. Jibreel is sent. Why are you crying like this? What does he say to Jibreel? Jibreel, the worry of my ummah is making me cry like this. The worry of my ummah is making me cry. Today, one, two nazams and naats. One, two seerah bayans, and we say we are ashik e rasool. If you want to understand what is ish, if you want to understand what is muhabbat, then we have to turn the clock back. In Uhud, victory had been turned into defeat. There was chaos, confusion. Majority had left the battlefield. The Quraysh in Makkah saw the opportunity that now is the chance, na'uzu billah, thumma na'uzu billah, to finish off Muhammad. 1,000 of them, few stalwarts remained that rewrote the books of history. Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ka'ab bin Ajura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 10 or 12 sahaba remain. They formed a human wall around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They brought to life that poem, that famous qasida, which Abu Talib recited when the kuffar of Makkah came to him. And they said, we will not accept your protection of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? كَذَبْتُمْ وَبَيْتِ اللَّهِ نُبْزَى مُحَمَّدًا وَلَمَّا نُطَاعِنُ دُونَهُ وَنُنَاضِلِي وَنُسْلِمُهُ حَتَّى نُصَرَّى حَوْلَهُ وَنُذْهَلَ عَنْ أَبْنَائِنَا وَالْحَلَائِلِ وَأَبْيَضَ يَسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ ثُمَالُ الْيَتَامَى عِصْمَةً لِلْأَرَامِلِ. 90 couplets he recited. What was the crux of it? You want to reach my nephew, you will have to slaughter every one of the Banu Hashim. You will have to raise up a mountain of corpses. You will have to trample over our dead bodies before you will get to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Talib recited that poem. The reality did not occur at that time. The reality occurred in Uhud, where this 10 or 12 sahaba, 1,000 wave upon wave upon wave of Quraysh, raining down their arrows. They saw the opportunity, this human shield around him, use their bodies to protect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qatada bin Nu'man used his physical body to wave off the arrows. One arrow enters his eye into the socket. The eyeball becomes mincemeat, flows out into his hand. He turns around, blood pouring from the socket, the mashed eyeball in his hand. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sees this, he bursts into tears, turns to Allah, oh Allah, Qatada's eye has been destroyed in the defense of your Nabi. He takes the remains of the eyeball, puts it back into the socket, makes dua, Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay, oh Allah, make this the better of his two eyes. No sooner he says this, that not only does the eye become more beautiful than the other one, the eyesight is restored. His son used to recite the poem, أنبن الذي سالت على الخد عينه فردت بكف المصطفى أحسن الرد فعادت كما كانت لأول مرة فيا حسن ما عيني ويا حسن ما كفي. He used to say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheek. It was returned back by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than it was before. It became better than it was before. What a beautiful eye and what a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Utba bin Abi Waqqas picks up a huge boulder. Sahaba were protecting him with their bodies from the arrows. They did not anticipate a boulder. One side Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas in the defense of his Nabi. On the other side his brother Utba bin Abi Waqqas in the enmity of his brother Nabi. In the enmity of this Nabi. One brother one side, other brother other side. Family ties came second. The bond with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came first. When this boulder is flung, taqdeer of Allah, it strikes the temple of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He staggers backwards. There is a hole behind him. As he is falling into the hole, his neck on the side strikes a rock. The nervous system is shaken up. And he falls down unconscious. Immediately, panic arises among Sahaba that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been made shaheed. Sahaba burst into tears. There is total confusion. Yet still they continue protecting his body. Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that occasion rushes forward. As he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he realizes that he is still alive. Talha single-handedly, wave upon wave of the enemy, he repels them. Each time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes dua, O Jabba Talha, O Jabba Talha, O Jabba Talha, Talha, Jannat has become wajib for you. Jannat has become wajib for you. Finally, when he recovers, Sahaba turn to him, Ya Rasulullah, it is enough. Make but dua. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Invite Allah's lanat upon them. Umar, a personality whom Allah had given such wisdom that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ Umar. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar says that Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised his hand. It entered my heart that the entire earth would be wiped free of insan. This was such an occasion of dua, of bad-dua, that was justified. That face which Allah took qasam upon is soiled in blood. That zulfa which Allah took qasam upon is full of dust. His companions, they scattered corpses around. Persecution upon persecution had been heaped upon them. Sahaba say, make but dua. He raises his hand. And what does he say? Allahumma ghfir li qawmi. Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people. Oh Allah, forgive my people because they do not know who I am. He turns to Sahaba, Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. Allah has not sent me as one who will invite la'anat and curses upon humanity. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. As an inviter, Allah has sent me as a mercy. Allahumma ahdi qawmi, fa innakum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. This was ish. The scattered corpses of Sahaba, stretching the east and west of the globe. are a living invitation to this ummah 14 centuries later. As to what ishq and love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. What is the haqiqat of ishq? What is the haqiqat of love? Rabi'ul Awwal comes and goes. The Be'namazi doesn't come back to the masjid. The one in whose appearance there is no sunnah does not adopt sunnah. The name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions are Dushman-e-Muhammad. What haqq of Rabi'ul Awwal have we fulfilled? What identification have we made with the Qurbani of that Nabi? That kalima which he invited to, La ilaha, La ilaha. Ulama say kalima is made up of four parts. La ilaha, each declaration carries an amal with it. La ilaha, there is no ilah. Besides Allah, what is the amal? Turn your heart away from the makhluk. Illallah, besides Allah, make ibadat of Allah alone. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Third part of the kalima. Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah. What is the amal that is attached to this aqidah? That from head to toe become a Muhammadi. Anoint yourself with the sunnat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned this incident before. Few years ago in America, there was a revert, convert, call him what you want. New Muslim. He had heard the sunnat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to wearing his clothes, his pants was halfway between the knee and the ankle. So harf by harf he wanted to follow sunnah. One scholar comes to him, born Muslim, scholar, says to him, bhai, there is gunjaish, there is allowance to just above the ankle. Lengthen your pants. One is the actual sunnah, one is the allowance. Below the ankle, no allowance. Ma asfala dhaqn fin nar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that section of your clothes which hangs below the ankle is in Jahannam. The enlightened thinkers of the 14th centuries of Islam, what we say, it is only when you have pride. Only for namaz, put the pants up. Outside the masjid, carry on the way you're carrying on. Different excuses we make. Why? Because we haven't understood what ishq and muhabbat is. What is the maqsad behind the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No doubt love is there. Every Muslim has love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is matloob? What is desired in sharia? That love which will make us fida fillah wa rasul. Which will make us want to give up everything for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That love which Sahaba showed. Nowadays, Jummah Salah. Youngsters bareheaded in the masjid. Leave outside the masjid, Jummah Salah. What we say is not farz. Where's the dalil? Where's the proof? Asal nafs nahi maan rahe. The reality is the nafs doesn't want to accept. My Nabi open up his seerah. My Nabi in his life came bareheaded in public only on two occasions. One was in ihram, and the other occasion he came and led the salah bareheaded once. He covered himself with a chadar. There was no other clothes. Such was the extent of his faqa. Besides these two occasions, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never came in public with his hair uncovered. We of the 14th century, what we say, that was the camel age, this is the space and rocket age. Look at the mahrumi. Look at the deprivation. One sunnah is leaving our life. That student, one mark, he loses. Or that politician, one vote, he loses. What happens? A new fitna has come. What they say, my inside is clean. My inside is clean, so what matters about the outside? What you Maulvis are putting so much emphasis on all these things? My heart is clean. Tell your staff in the office, bring me a glass of water. Lunchtime he was eating. The same glass got messed with oil and with curry outside. He takes it, fills water and brings it. You'll get upset with him. What's wrong with you, bhai? Why didn't you wash the glass? Lani, the water inside is clean. Why are you worried about the outside? Water inside is clean. Why are you worried about the outside? Get the outside right, the inside, inshallah, will follow. Rabiul Awwal comes and goes, at least this month. At least this month's ishq and muhabbat for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show. A police officer doesn't have to introduce himself. I am a police officer. You look at his uniform, you know. An army officer, general, you look at his uniform, you'll know. At least this much ish, at least this much lesson and sabak of Rabiul Awwal take. That wherever I go, I will not have to introduce myself. Just by looking at me, they will know that I am a Muhammadi. This much attachment have with sunnah. Inshallah, Allah will give the tawfiq to bring the inside right. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, the scholar says, "By lengthen your clothes, I fear others will mock at you." What is his response? "Do you want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved because of these fools? I don't care what they have to say." And then the second thing which he said, more pertinent, he said, "You people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You people are Muslims by chance. That is why you don't appreciate your Islam. I am a Muslim by choice. I have seen jahalat. I have seen ignorance. I have seen a life without Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know the value of sunnah." What legacy are we leaving behind for our children? What are the seeds that we are planting? Let us not be like ostriches with their heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality. Being parents, being breadwinners in our homes, being ambassadors in society, there is a legacy that we are leaving behind. There are seeds that we are planting. Adopt the love of sunnah. Allah will bring that legacy alive in your home also. La ilaha, worship none besides Allah. Illallah, worship Allah only. Muhammadur Rasulullah, adopt the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the fourth part of the kalima? It is not there in the alfaz, in the words. It is there in the meaning. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's Nabi. One who brings iman on that is not sufficient. La nabiyya ba'da, la nabiyya ba'da. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi. Final Nabi. That is the aqeedah. What is the amal? That is the misdaq and testimony of that aqeedah. What is the proof of that aqeedah? That there is no Nabi after him. One who brings iman, that he is the final Nabi. No Nabi to come after him. The amal that brings that alive is tabligh. His legacy had to be kept alive till Qiyamah. There is no Nabi after him, so tabligh has become my responsibility. This expression, namazi jamaat is strange, zakat jamaat is strange, fasting jamaat is strange. Why? Fasting is an order of Allah. Salah is an order of Allah. Zakat is an order of Allah. In exactly the same way, he who has brought Iman on the Khatm-e-Nubuwat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tabligh is an order of Allah. There is no Tablighi Jamaat. That is a misnomer. Every reciter of Kalima is a Muballigh. Every reciter of Kalima has been made zimedar, responsible for the fikr and the cry of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this day and age, to save us from this zulmat, to bring us onto sunnat, to bring our families onto sunnat, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid, my respected brothers, don't misunderstand. Allah has accepted this work of da'wat and tabligh. Come on to it. Give qurbani. Go in the path of Allah. Sacrifice. Allah will give you the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will give you the understanding of his qurbani and sacrifice. The qubur of sahaba scattered in the four corners of the world. They left Makkah. They left Medina. They moved in the path of Allah. They were the custodians, the bastions of the ish and love of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabiul Awwal has come. We don't know if you will live to see another Rabiul Awwal. At least this much, every one of us make tawbah. Every one of us turn in repentance to Allah. Every one of us cry before Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness of a life away from the sunnat of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned earlier, at least this much ahad and promise make with Allah, that from now till I die, wherever I go, this much, ya Allah, I will emulate your Nabi, that I will not have to introduce myself. Anyone, whether in America or Africa, Australia or Europe or Asia, just by looking at me, he will know that this is a Muhammadi. At least this much outward emulate. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq to make our inside like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.